And here now a story about something that's holding together a little too well. If you've ever peeled a strip of scotch tape off a roll with your fingers, you know it doesn't usually come off the way you really want it to. A strip may start nice and even, but eventually it narrows into a pretty useless pointy-ended triangle. Hardly a trivial matter, at least to me. I don't know about you, Steve, but definitely to me. Nor to some curious mathematicians. NPR's Christopher Joyce tells us what they found out.
Pedro Rice is from Portugal, and he traveled a lot before joining the faculty at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology in Cambridge. He knows a lot about unpeeling rolls of packing tape.
One of the nightmare situations that I'm starting to dread more and more is each time I have to move. Okay, so is this that sound of the scotch tape unpeeling from the roll?
Rice relives this nightmare by giving a little demonstration in the studio. He works some tape up with his fingernail. The strip starts peeling okay, but soon a tear, or as he calls it, a crack tip, starts on one edge. As he pulls, the tear creeps inward and the strip of tape narrows.
I'm having trouble here myself. I'm peeling a little bit with my nail. Exactly what we studied is happening now. I can't get a full piece.
Perhaps not a nightmare, but annoying.
So now I ended up with a nice triangular, useless piece of scotch tape on my finger, and I have to start over again.
Now, if you've peeled a grape, or a tomato, or removed wallpaper, or tried to get that darned sticky tape off the edge of a new CD, you know about this peeling problem. It just won't come off in nice, even strips. But now, an MIT mathematician can tell you why.
Sine theta is equal to the square root of b tau over 2 eta gamma.
Yes, you heard it right. Sine theta is equal to the square root of b tau over eta gamma. What that equation means is that three things determine when and how the tape will tear. How tough the tape is to bend, how firmly it's stuck onto an object, and how much energy it takes to rip it. Rice says knowing this actually could help engineers test thin films for strength and reliability. As for the rest of us, he says,
go slow. That's my advice.
And if you want to double-check that equation, you can find it in this week's issue of the journal Nature Materials. Christopher Joyce, NPR News.
Oof, I managed to get the... Oh, no. Okay, I'm sorry about this. I'm making a mess, crazy over there.